Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
If there was one movie that I would love to just quote and I would be thrown off the air tomorrow, it would be Blazing Saddles. There's just so many funny things that are in that.
You know what's sad is you cannot make that movie today.
There'd be no way.
No, you absolutely, like, if I would love to, let's do this. Let's take the script of Blazing Saddles and fly to Hollywood.
Okay.
And let's, like, make three changes to make it original. And be like, hey, we'd like to pitch you a movie, Mr. Hollywood producer guy. And they're like, sure, we'll go out to the...
Okay,
Derby.
It's a Western.
It's a Western. Features
but here's the thing.
Features an African-American in the lead. Oh, I like that. Very interesting. Kind of very all like...
So he's a slave.
Yeah. Oh,
about
what?
To be hung for smacking someone in the head with a shovel.
Yes. And it's... and we're going to drop the N-word like
oh, by the way, by the way, when they are talking to each other, and so all the African-Americans start singing, I get no kick from champagne. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pure alcohol. Oh. And then meanwhile, all the white guys are going to sing. No
Camp
way.
Town
okay,
Ladies.
Okay, Camp Town Raisins.
And if he just reads the script, like if he read
so
the script.
Sure. Okay, and then the best part is the best part is so we have this old Southern, this old Gabby Johnson guy, and he's the first person to see that this African-American sheriff is coming into town, and he is mortified. But thank goodness that the bells are ringing because he's can't swear.
The sheriff is a
bong.
Ding. This sheriff is near? Yes, he did. Yeah, no, the producer would kick us out of the office in 10 seconds, the minute he looked at that script.
Well, are there any other uses of that particular word? Well, there is one, and you know, it's where the sheriff is walking down the street and the grandmother is like, you know, up yours. But then she bakes a pie later and says, sorry about the up yours.
Right, but no,
here's a pie.
They use that word a lot in that movie. But it's more than just that. I mean, it's just, you could not make that movie today, which makes me sad because that movie was so, first it was so hilarious.
Do you know what's the most underrated racist part of that? That they made the Indians the Lost Tribe of Israel?
Oh, well, yeah, because you had to get.
When they crossed, yeah, because that was where Mel Brooks was.
You had to get Mel Brooks in there. So they made him the Indian chief.
Aye, see, even they were racist.
You know what? So
racist. Everyone was racist. That proves everyone was racist in that movie.
I'm going to say everyone except probably the two main characters. Like Little, not racist.
Probably.
Character was not.
You know, I would say probably after the treatment he got, maybe a little racist. A little racist,
but he
probably didn't really like white people very much.
Well, but he treated all the white people with respect that he was around.
That's true.
You know, so I mean,
even Mongo,
who tried to kill him,
and he's only a pawn in the game of life. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to see you try
to remake that movie?
Blazing Saddles.
I couldn't. You could not. You could remake it. But it would be a severely watered down and shadow of the original, which was so.
No,
well
here's
done.
How you do it. Here's how you do it. What you do is you make a musical of Blazing Saddles.
Did you guys see Django Unchained?
Yes. Yes.
They use that word a lot in there.
Yeah, but you know what?
That's a good point.
They do, but...
I feel like Quentin Tarantino can get away with it now.
It's just the depth... Okay, so the depth of the racism in Blazing Saddles and the amount of... and the depth of the stereotypes that were used... So, for instance, without getting racist, there's a scene where, the main villain is trying to get all these super criminals basically to go in a posse. And the last two in line are Klansmen.
Right.
So, the Waco kid, white, takes the sheriff, black, and says, hey, boys, look what I got. And he goes, hey, where are the white women at? Okay. Racist on so many levels, way more than just saying the N-word 50 or 60, 70, 80 times.
But I understand what Alex is saying in the fact that Quentin Tarantino has made movies, a lot of movies where he's doing it in the realm of realism. Like, this is how these characters talk, because this is how people talk on the streets, and I'm not going to water that down. And I get that, and I like that, and that's awesome.
What about Blazing Saddles by Quentin Tarantino?
You know what? I would watch that.
Oh my God! It would be a horror thriller.
I'd be actually curious to see if he could make a comedy.
No, it wouldn't be comedy.
But it was.
A man brought from the edge of death to become sheriff of a small town.
I just have problems with remakes in general. You know they're remaking.
Hey, boy.
Want me to see you taken away.
Look what I got here. Hey, where are the white women at?
Speaking of, so I generally dislike.
How is that worse than anything I've said tonight?
I dislike because it was.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
No.
That was a rhetorical question.
I know. And I recognize that about halfway through the answer. I'm like, there's no answer for that. I dislike remakes in general, and I just saw the trailer for the new Mummy. I like the first Mummy.
I like the first
Brendan
Mummy.
Brendan Fraser. It was great. It was campy, and it didn't take itself too seriously. So this one now, guess who the star is?
Isn't it what's his head?
Tom Cruise. And the trailer is all like, boom, 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 the Mummy. Boom, boom, boom. It's like all
serious. You thought it was jokes, but this is deadly serious.
Right, it's taking itself way too seriously. I'm like, come on, guys, why are you doing this? The first movie was so good. I even liked the second one. Third one, not as much.
We're going to rock your world.
Rock your world. Nicely done.
Come on, man.
Nah, hey.
You got to come on. Come on.
I said nicely done.
You know, I'm like Adam Ottavino, okay, with that left-handed side slider. All right, I just bring it in from anywhere. Just like, zip, so, bring it in. So it looks like it's going way out, and then I just bring it back.
I think what kills it, honestly, you say it and it's clever, but then you don't say anything else because you're waiting for us to laud you with applause and praise.
I'm letting it marinate. Just hang there for a second.
See, what you really ought to do is just like, we're going to rock you. I did it. Yes, I did. I said it.
How about
you
this? How about this? How about this instead?
Praise yourself.
Can you just work with me just a second?
Okay.
Okay. We will rock you. Oh, I just tripped over it.
That was a long lead-in for you to stumble over it like that. Like, we were waiting. We knew it was coming. We were excited. And then you tripped over it like you were jumping rope.
That was like Zola Budd and Mary Decker Cheney in the Olympics.
Yeah.
It was collapsing. See, sports!
Sports, there you go. An obscure Olympic reference from 20, 30 years ago. Enjoy, listeners. That's what we do.
Who?
Zola Budd.
Were you alive for that?
Yeah, he might not have been alive for that.
Really? 1984 what? Olympics?
I was just born.
Yeah. So Mary Decker Slaney?
Yeah, Mary Decker, but Mary Decker Slaney. And Zola Budd. And shoeless South African.
And so Mary Decker
were locked in combat in the 1600 meters.
And Mary Decker, an American, was a favorite to win this race.
Her main person was Zola Rudd, the barefooted.
Yeah. And as they rounded the final curve coming into the straight stretch to the end.
Zola Budd's shoeless feet hit Mary Decker's clad clawed claws.
Tore her Achilles. And she
alliteration.
Was out. Yeah.
And she's saying, why?
Well, she, at least she wasn't like, what's her name?
Why? Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, Nancy Kerrigan.
Well, she's a skater.
I know, but she was so whiny. And I know, and they tried so hard to get us to love her, and I'm like, I don't hate her, but she's whiny.
Well, because she kind of looked like Denise Richards in Wild Things, and that's, you know, that's evil. Yeah. I mean, sexy evil, but evil.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Sexy evil, but evil. Do you know who thinks Denise Richards is evil? Charlie Sheen.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt. Although
it's so weird because both of those people are such even-keeled, you know, individuals. It's hard to see them as, you know, really being, you know, clashing with one another.
If you could, would you take with all the baggage that's happened?
No.
Would you take Charlie Sheen's career?
Would I take? No.
Oh, I would.
He has AIDS.
He does not.
He has AIDS.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking this up. I think you hallucinated this.
$100.
You know,
$100.
It might be worth it to have it just to live the life he has lived.
Well, HIV.
Oh, then yeah, I'm definitely taking his career. You can live with HIV. Magic Johnson has.
Yeah.
So I will take his career.
Okay, is HIV or AIDS? He's got HIV.
I misspelled Charlie.
H. starts with AIDS.
It's HIV.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.